Hello and welcome to Profiles in Risk. This is your host Tony Canyas, recording for the first time in about a month because I've been on the road. And today I have with me Chris Schrenk, the Chief Underwriting Officer at Neural Metrics. Chris, thank you for joining me today. How's it going?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Fantastic, fantastic. So, according to LinkedIn, you are in Salt Lake City.
You got it.
And this is October, early October that we're recording in. So I'm guessing it's fairly cold, but no snow yet.
Snow in the mountains. Leaves are changing, which is great. Went for a hike the other day up in the mountains, and it was chilly on the way up. But as soon as you get out in the sun, you see the snow-capped mountains, and the mountain lakes haven't frozen yet. So it's pretty beautiful out there.
Okay, so very similar to when I visited in the spring. Very, very cool. Awesome. So we always give the guests the chance to give the elevator pitch. What is Neural Metrics?
Yeah, Neural Metrics was a company that was created about 4 or 5 years ago. And it was really created to solve some of the industry questions or things that came up on small business. So how do we identify a small business, and how do we know what attributes or risk insights a business may have? This was a problem that was presented to the founder and CEO, Prakash. And when he looked at it, he identified how he had operated in the past with other companies that he had created. And he saw a chance to get into a new market with insurance. So when they created this, they went out and they started with classification of the business. So that's something that we can do, is classify the operations of a business. But in addition, it's the risk insights or attributes that that business brings back. So if we go out and identify a business, and we identify it's a restaurant or a manufacturer or retail, what other risks come with that business? And can we point the underwriter in a direction that helps them make a decision on that particular risk?
Okay. So small business is very tricky to insure, right? They have lots of needs, but the premium is low. So it's very hard to justify spending much time either for the broker or the underwriter on it. And so we really have to automate it as much as possible. So how much information do you guys need to get started? Are we like a business name and an address is enough, or what kind of information can you bring us back? So if I get you a name and an address for a bookstore, what kind of information can you get us back?
Absolutely. So you're absolutely correct. Name and address, or we can also look up using a company website or a corporate email account as well. Once we get that part of it, our models start working, and it's going to identify the operations of the business, classify it, but then it's going to drill down and ask specific questions about that. So if we're looking at the retail segment, do they do delivery service? Are they actually delivering the product? What other risk attributes might a bookstore have? Are they doing any binding of books? Things like that. Those are all risk attributes that we will go out and identify and bring you back, whether they are or aren't doing something. Everything we do is live. It's real, up to date. There's no database of stored information. So we go out, we identify the business through via the web, or structured data that we can actually capture. So there may be business permits that we may get for a restaurant. There may be alcohol, liquor licenses, things like that. That helps formulate what that business truly does and gives you that scope. As you brought up, the small business is very challenging to identify the operations. Carriers don't have time to drill in and dig into the details. So a lot of times they're relying on information that the agents are supplying or the brokers. And while that's helpful information, they don't always know everything that comes through, or you have other situations where they want to present and provide services without having to work through that channel, and they want the end user to come in and be able to put information in about their business and get a quote much faster than in the past, where it would take 2, 3, 4 weeks to get a quote back on a small business. Now you can get a quote back much faster because the information is presented in front of you and it's up to date with that.
Okay. And is the generally you're providing the data to underwriting organizations, to carriers?
Yeah, so we'll work directly with carriers through this, and we also work with MGAs as they're looking at boosting up their underwriting ability. So those are really the primary end users that we've looked at so far.
Okay. What kind of result? Oh no, hold on. I'm skipping ahead. What does the integration process look like? So you give me the data. How can I digest it into the system? What are the options, and how long does it take to get the pipes plugged in?
Yeah, that's a great question. Really, it can be as fast as signing up. We give you access to a UI, and you can use it right there. You can bring in and you can start using it, distribute that out to your team. That takes a very short amount of time. Once we get the credentials of who you want access allowed to, we distribute it out. So, you know, 2, 3 days you have access to it through a UI perspective. At that point, you can utilize the system and you can go in and apply one individual call at a time, or you could upload an entire book of business that you had and have it run to identify if there's any potential risks that you weren't aware of. Otherwise, we also have the ability to go through an API. In that case, we just work with your team to identify where and how you want that. We present you with the information for the API, and then you do the integration into your system through that.
Okay. What's the pricing like? Is it per search, or is it?
Yeah, it's been dependent on per search. The one thing that we also do is we partner with the carriers that we're working with to really give them an individual product to themselves. So every carrier has different questions that they want answers to, right? So that could be hours of operation. It could be a specific question. Those questions can be modified to a carrier's specific needs, and then they can also be mapped to their particular risk. So if they have a risk appetite for something or not for something else, we can map that to basically create an indicator to identify whether you want to pursue this or not. This also brings in that qualifier. Do we qualify the business up front? So it's a much faster process. When an applicant comes in, they enter the information. If you want to disqualify something, you have an immediate response as to why you disqualified it. Maybe it's a retail operation that has delivery service and you don't care for the delivery service, or it's a restaurant that has alcohol sales. You can flag those and show the user why it was declined. In addition, as you go down the path, there may be questions that you want for pricing. Maybe you do like delivery service, but you want to price that accordingly. It also gives you the ability to cross-sell. If you know somebody has delivery service, now instead of just insuring the BOP policy or maybe the general liability of the work comp, you now understand that, hey, I might have an auto policy here.
Okay. Any great client success stories? Like what have the clients been able to achieve thanks to this new data?
Yeah, that's good. Really what we've seen is an increase in overall accuracy of the information that they're collecting. So one specific carrier that we're working with has a straight-through processing model. So they've integrated in, they allow their users, the agents and brokers, to come into their portal, input the information, It calls on us and we bring back the response. Everything we do happens in about 12 seconds. So that response comes back. They actually allow the user to make changes and update. So they'll say, is this accurate? And that user can make a change if they deem that it's not accurate. So hours of operation, if they want to change that, they could change the hours of operation. That carrier is tracking that information as well, okay, to identify was this change warranted or not. If it wasn't warranted, they can go back to that particular user and present this change wasn't warranted. So they can do that after the actual application is pushed through. But they're really utilizing it for that straight-through processing to give the user the ability to move quicker through their process and get a quote faster that is more accurate and up to date. There's oftentimes you go through the application process and you're filling it out, you may miss a piece that just isn't a large piece of their business. If you think of manufacturing or retail, there may be an operation that just doesn't stand out as they're doing it all the time. That's the items that we can capture and present that in front of the user so that it does give that more accurate quote down the line.
Okay. So you come from a carrier career, right? According through LinkedIn. So carrier and then some consulting. How did you end up leading this insurtech?
Well, I think what happens in the insurance world in general is it somehow captures you. Nobody goes out necessarily to get into the insurance industry. Everyone, you go through, you go to high school, you come out, you find a job, you work through it. Maybe you go to college, you get a degree, and you come out, and all of a sudden insurance grabs you at some point. And that's kind of what happened to me. I came into the insurance industry in 09 when the market was terrible. We actually relocated to Salt Lake City at that time. My wife got into graduate school, so we just up and relocated. At that time, not a lot of jobs open. And the insurance industry still had some jobs open, and somehow I got in there. Working through that over the years, worked in different aspects within a larger carrier on the operations side. And worked with underwriting, the risk control group, engineering, and did a lot of different operational roles there. I left there, and then it was a friend of a friend. Somebody that I had worked with at that carrier reached out to another friend and is like, we need somebody, this company needs somebody in the insurance industry. That friend gave my name. We connected back up after not talking for a number of years. And then came on with Neurometrics and really had them sell me the product first. And it was very interesting. It was something I hadn't seen. I'd worked on different underwriting workbenches in different internal programs and development on the carrier side. This was coming on the outside and building something that really enhanced that experience for the underwriters and really the users inputting the data. So I saw some real value there, and I saw a lot of potential growth as to what we could do with the way technologies have changed. And the last, I mean, few months, technology has just gone crazy.
All right. Anything coming down in the roadmap of the product that you can go ahead and talk about that's not out yet? What are you excited about?
Well, one that we just released in June that's exciting is a lessor's risk only product that we can go out and with the address of a business identify occupants that are at that location. And along with the occupants of that location, presenting back insights into that business. So is that business in the retail sector? Are they in manufacturing? What are they actually doing? This allows you to identify upfront who the occupants are, as well as monitoring who those occupants are during the policy term. So it's new, it's exciting. We've got a couple carriers that are really jumping on board with it. So we're excited to see where that goes. And then, like everyone else, everyone's monitoring what's going on with the chat GTPs and those of the world. And how can you integrate that technology in with your product? And that's something that we've already integrated in within our product. And so now it's just continuing to build on that. Now it's also image recognition, identifying operations of a risk through imagery, which we can also do, identifying whether there's alcohol sales in a convenience store, whatever that may be. Just kind of opens up the environment to more than just identifying things on the web, but through images that are posted as well, through social media, reviews, things like that.
That makes perfect sense. Awesome. Thank you very much for your time today. When this goes live, I will tag both you and the company on LinkedIn, and look forward to see you guys continue growing.
Awesome. I appreciate the time. Thank you.